Okay, so I got a message from the Drums of Carnage, and he says, I'm not sure if you're willing to cover this, but could you perhaps address men that are against MGTOW and shame men the same way that women do? I've been having this stupid debate with a guy named Jason T, who thinks that he's cool and all because he can get laid. You don't have to address him personally, but I would like to see your down-to-earth thoughts on men who shame and hate MGTOWs. Okay, well, let's get started. And number one, I had no idea that I was down to earth, but well, fuck it. Okay, first of all, Jason T, are you in love with my man, the Drums of Carnage? I am asking you in all seriousness. And the reason I'm asking is if you're giving him such a hard time about whether or not he's fucking and who he might be fucking, you know what? That's the behavior of a bitch that wants to fuck somebody. So if you're in love with the motherfucker, just tell him you're in love with him. Give him a chance to tell you that he ain't in love with you, and you could move on to your next target. Because frankly, you're acting like a bitch. Because only a bitch really gives a fuck about what somebody else is doing with their dick. It ain't your dick. He ain't fucking your woman. He ain't fucking your mama. It ain't none of your goddamn business. All right? So, Jason T, seriously, you need to cut that shit out. And if you're gay, well, then get on the fuck out the closet. Let your freak flag fly and leave my boy the Drums of Carnage alone. Go find yourself a nice man to snuggle up to, you know. Summer's coming up. Maybe you could go for long, windy walks, go rollerblading, do some shit like that. I don't know, but don't worry about what he's doing with his dick. All right? Now, guys who want to shame you because you can't get laid, if you're young, and I'm just talking about like you're still in high school and shit like that, that's just young men trying to find their place in the pecking order. And don't pay too much attention to that because the truth is, they ain't fucking getting laid either. You know, high school is a place of lies and exaggeration. So if that's where you're at, don't worry about it. Now, as far as women, I'm going to jump around a little bit. As far as when a woman gives you a hard time about not being able to get laid, I'm going to kind of break it down to you like this. And it's going to take a little bit of imagination on your part. But I want you to imagine in an anthropomorphic sense, which is when you take an inanimate object and you give it human qualities, I want you to imagine a seal making fun of a toolbox for not being able to float that well. Right? It's kind of stupid. You know, a toolbox is just going to sink and a seal just can float. Right? So imagine that the toolbox says, look, you know what? I can float too. So, what does the toolbox have to do to float? Well, the toolbox has to go and get its learner's permit. Then it has to get its driver's license. Then it has to save up a bunch of money to buy a truck. Then it has to work overtime to be able to pay for the truck. Then it has to work more overtime to be able to buy a boat. Then it has to work even more fucking overtime to be able to afford scuba lessons. All right? And finally, after all that bullshit, he can finally go down to the beach and hang out with the seal. Now, keep in mind, the seal just has to get in the water. He's a natural floater. Meanwhile, the toolbox had to put in all this fucking work to be able to do the same shit. What I mean to say is, when it comes to a woman giving a man a hard time about not being able to get laid, she's the seal, he's the toolbox. And she's trying to pretend that because it's so easy for her to get laid, it should be just as easy for him to get laid, and it's not fucking true. So frankly, when you come up against a woman who's hitting you with this, frankly, the bitch don't know what the fuck she's talking about. And all it's designed to do is put you on the defensive. It's designed to kick in that part of your nervous system that increases your heart rate, shoots a bunch of adrenaline into your system, makes you kind of sweaty, and makes it hard for you to think because it starts to shut down your prefrontal cortex, if you will, and your ability to think. You can ignore it. Anytime a woman says, well, you can't get laid, this, that, and the third, fuck, ignore that bitch because she has no idea what it's like to be walking around with a dick. Now, the other thing is, there are times in your life where, frankly, you're going to have a hard time getting laid. And that's just the nature of being a man. And frankly, it doesn't matter whether you're married, whether you're single, unless you're a fucking rock star, unless you're David Beckham, somebody like that, getting laid is a whole lot of work. Every once in a while, you might luck up into some pussy, but for the most part, if you're single, it's going to be long periods of drought. Now, the question is, what do you do with that drought? You could sit around and be miserable, or you could keep working on your life and doing what you do to make yourself happy. And when the pussy shows up, the pussy shows up, and that's that. I think, personally, I think that's a better way to go, because the best defense against this kind of you can't get laid kind of bullshit is to have a life that you're happy with. And it's just my feeling, but one of the things that makes most men happy with their life is having goals and having shit that they're working towards. No matter how ridiculous it might seem to everybody else, do the shit that makes you happy. Like, I was talking to a friend of mine last night, and he said he got some scanning software for his iPad, and he scanned every tax receipt, every bill, every scrap piece of paper in his apartment. He said it took about 4 hours. It felt fucking fantastic. It's all there on his computer, searchable PDFs. He said it felt like he took a massive digital shit. A lot of people might say that's fucking ridiculous, but that's what makes him happy. So do what makes him happy. Don't worry about this Jason T motherfucker. He is just trying to be a bit of a jackass. He might be feeling a bit insecure. It's obvious that you have parts of your life that he doesn't have access to, meaning you're doing better in some parts of your life. And frankly, getting laid isn't all it's cracked up to be sometimes, depending on how you look at it. Now, what I mean is, I'll give you an example. I got two friends of mine. One of them hasn't been laid for a really long motherfucking time, but he scored a really cool job. He's really nice. He's got a great relationship with his family. He's a good looking man. He works out. He's got all kinds of shit going for him. Hasn't had sex for a long time. I got another friend of mine. Oh yeah, he's having sex all the time. He's having sex like mad. But I tell you what, the women that he's fucking with, I wouldn't fuck with. I wouldn't fuck them with your dick, and I don't even fucking know you. Right? And the second guy, you don't really have that much going on. He's working on getting his shit together, and I have to commend him for that because I like to see the progress that he's making and everything like that. But if it was a choice to be guy A or guy B, I'm going to pick guy A. Because you know what? Pussy will show up eventually. All right? Pussy is everywhere. Half the women wandering around, or half the people on the planet got a pussy. All right? Every woman on the planet got a fucking pussy. So just give it some time. Now, finally, what you can do, if you want to, you can use some humor, right? So if he's really busting your nuts over not being able to get laid, you could hit him with some shit like, you can say, okay, man, you know what? I would rather not get laid than fucking with the bitches that you fucking with, right? And you could tell him, look, you know what I heard? I heard the last woman you fucked was so fat, she's a map on the new Call of Duty DLC, right? That'll kind of put him off a little bit, you know? You could tell him, you know what? I heard the last woman you fucked with, I heard she was so black, she'd get in the tub, she'd just make tea. That'll fuck him up, you know? You could tell him, you know what? I heard you went out last weekend, you got laid, you pulled a girl pants off, she had a tattoo right above a coochie, you said, warning, may cause drowsiness and irritation. Now, if you do this in public, he's gonna get embarrassed, everybody else gonna laugh, and the point is, he's gonna learn to leave your fucking ass alone. Right? But finally, frankly, you know what? You don't have to bother getting into a debate with this motherfucker. It's not necessary because it's your sex life, it's your life, and you don't need validation from him. You know, I have a kind of a rule in my life. It kind of goes like this. You don't sign my checks. You don't take my rent check. You didn't contribute genetic material to me. I don't have to fucking listen to you if I don't want to. If you fall into one of those three groups, you're my boss, you're my landlord, you're my parents, I have to listen to you. Doesn't mean I have to take what you say into consideration to actually do it, but I'm going to listen. Every other motherfucker is just some jackass wandering down the street. You don't have to listen to him because it's entirely possible that he don't know what the fuck he's talking about. Okay, I think that's all I got. I'm going to go play some Call of Duty because I think if you're playing Call of Duty, anybody, it looks like Gun Game is on double XP, and I think they got extra goodies in the supply drops until Saturday, Advanced Warfare. So I'm not going to tell you what my member name is on Xbox Live. All you have to know is this. It starts with MGTOW in all capital letters. So if there's any other MGTO out there, you know what? Maybe make another profile that's a MGTO profile so we can see each other on Xbox or whatever gaming stations, gaming systems you play on and shit like that, and we can start to play against each other. That's all I got. You know what? Drums of Carnage. Still love that name. I hope it helps, man. Easy.